make the best of our life in this particular world, and thereafter be resourceful, be productive, be beneficial. And what is this that people don't have ambition, people don't have vision, they don't want to do anything. They just sit and allow their whole life to go by. Afterwards, you ask them, what you have done in this world? Kuch nahi kiya. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala ne aise kimti sarmaya hame diya. Allah has given us time. Allah has given us this dunya. Yes, dunya bari kimti cheez hai. Sahi istimal karne se. You know, Hazrat Qari Taib Sahib Rahmatullahi used to say, ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. Dunya is a sowing ground for the year after. What did you say? Dunya is the sowing ground for the year after. To you should say, ye akhirat kaha se banegi? Ye akhirat kaha se bana? Ye akhirat to dunya hi se bani. How are you going to make your akhirat? Your akhirat you can't make after you die. By kabar, you're going to get the fruits of this world. You're not going to do anything in a kabar. Kabar for you, the time for you to do anything is khalas. That is why many ulama say that when a person is in a kabar, someone makes him salam. He listens to the salam, but he can't reply because reply is an act of good. And he can't do any good after he's in a kabar. Khalas. His time for good was in this world. So, how are you going to, you know, utilize your time beneficially? And sometimes when we look at certain our ummah today, you wonder what vision, what ambition, what resources, what benefit have we given to ourselves, our family, our community, our society, the world in this particular world. As I said, ye dunya bari kimti cheez hai. Sahi istemal karne se bari kimti banti hai. So we have to keep this particular in mind. That is why Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, huwalladhi khalaqa lakum ma fil ardi jamia. I have created the entire world for your benefit, O human being. Use what is in this world for the benefit of yourself and benefit of the year after. And for the benefit of human beings. Brother, sit down. Jazakumullah. That is why it was what our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu taught us. This is what our pious predecessors have done. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala used to say, I never regret any time. I never regretted any time in this world, any day, except the day in which I have not done anything beneficial and anything good. That day I regret. You know, this is what Hazrat Abdullah, Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi says, I found the Sahaba to be more possessive than time, than even their wealth. They used to look after their time more better than what they used to use and how they used to look after their wealth. Imam Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi says, he said, I wrote my first book at the age of 13. I wrote my first book at the age of 13. His grandson says, towards the end of his life, my grandfather, Imam Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi, stood on the minbar of the masjid and said, O people, make dua for me with this hands, I have written 2,000 volumes of books. Say, with this hand, I have written 2,000 volumes of books. But what are we doing with our life? What have we done? Immate madade khuda. Use your vision, have courage and go forward. Allah has given you ni'mat. This dunya is a ni'mat. Allah has given you everything as a ni'mat. This deen is a ni'mat. Look at the beauty of our deen. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, this is only for the believer. When something good comes upon him, he makes shukr, Allah gives him reward. Something bad comes upon him, he makes sabr, he gets reward. When he makes shukr, he gets reward. He makes sabr, he gets reward. Aisa deen Allah Ta'ala ne kisi ko nahi diya. Look at how our pious predecessors, Hazrat Maulana Zulfikar Sahib Rahmatullah Madazilul Ali, writes a bayan, and in there he said, technology ke furoh ke liye toz dalail. He said, use the resources Allah has given you to benefit people. And he gave three examples. I'll make it five examples, I'll give you two or three. He said, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day saw a person whose hands was rough. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ask why your hands is rough? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I do manual labor. I pick up stones and there I make my risk. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kissed his hands and said, Al-Kasibu Habibullah. The person who makes mehnat is beloved to Allah. The person who strives to earn his halal risk is beloved to Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kissed his hands. Then Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on one occasion made dua and said, the first group of this ummah that takes part in jihad through the means of the navy,